Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we look at films based upon pandemics and the after effects. I hope you enjoy the show. After the trauma of the COVID pandemic, I began to look at some examples of this subject being used as a plot in cinema. As far back as 1950, you can find some interesting films about it. And first up is So Long at the Fair, starring Dirk Bogarde as a young man attending the World Fair in Paris. He befriends a girl played by the lovely Jean Simmons staying in the same hotel, who can't find her brother. In fact, the hotel has no record of him even registering there. They team up to find out what's going on, and romance blossoms. It's a charming film, and good to see one of Dirk Bogarde's first starring roles. Also made in 1950 was Panic in the Streets, starring Richard Widmark as a New Orleans detective on the trail of a small-time hoodlum who he suspects is carrying pneumonic plague around the city. Jack Palance plays the hunted man in his first role, and it really is a pretty good movie. Widmark said later that Palance was the toughest guy he'd ever met. The location shots of New Orleans are great, and director Elia Kazan knew just how to extract suspense from the pretty mundane story. What's more, the film won an Oscar for the script. Unfortunately, the costs of using the locations stopped the film making any money.
Thank you.
1950 was a busy year for plague films, as The Killer That Stalked New York also came out, directed by Earl McAvoy. It's a clever story, similar to Panic in the Streets, but this time the police are looking for a smuggler, unaware that the same person has carried smallpox into the country. The release was held up until after the run of Panic in the Streets was over. Evelyn Keyes, Kirk Douglas's squeeze at the time, is great as the know-it-all dame with a heart. Put a plague outbreak on a train and you have the plot for The Cassandra Crossing, made in 1976, starring Richard Harris, Sophia Loren, Martin Sheen and O.J. Simpson, to name but a few. Charlton Heston had turned the film down, saying, "Films about disease never make any money." A Swedish terrorist infected with pneumonic plague escapes custody in Germany and gets on board a train. It's well worth watching.
I've tried to find where time and tides are flowing, see why nothing in this world is standing still. Sometimes I'd like to know the way I'm going, but even so I guess I know I never will. The sun will rise, the sun will fall again, and the
And it's so hard to see the coming of the day. Somewhere there's an end and I haven't made it yet. But then I know I've stood on my way. Lately I've been wondering what became of you. 'Cause since the day you left, I haven't heard a sound. All I want to say is, boy, it's up to you. If there should ever be a second time around, the sun will rise, the sun will fall again. And so it's hard to see the coming of the day. Somewhere there's an end. Made it yet, but then I know I'm still on my way.
Charlton Heston probably got his opinion from working on The Omega Man a few years earlier in 1971. He'd read the source novel by Richard Matheson on a plane, totally unaware it had already been made into a film starring Vincent Price in 1964 called The Last Man on Earth. A border dispute between Russia and China releases a plague bug that devastates mankind, leaving Charlton Heston as the only survivor in Los Angeles. It's become a cult movie now, but at the time failed to find an audience. The writer of the original novel, Richard Matheson, said it was so far removed from his novel that it didn't even bother him, which in a way is a compliment. Films made from source novels that stick too closely to them tend to cramp their style. Tim Burton has said it's his favourite movie of all time. That same year brought us the Andromeda Strain, in which a whole town in a remote part of the United States is wiped out by a mysterious bug. The atmosphere in this film is terrific, as scientists team up to try to find out exactly what happened there. The underground sets that were constructed are a visual treat and thoroughly deserved their Oscar nomination. It's based on a novel by Michael Crichton, author of many film adaptations, but this was the only one in which he made a cameo appearance. He said he was inspired to write it after reading The Ipcress File by Len Deighton. Robert Wise, known for West Side Story, directed, and it's one of his standout films. In The Satan Bug, directed by John Sturges from 1965, a germ warfare bug is stolen from a lab and the thief, played by Richard Basehart, threatens to unleash it on the world. Security services jump into action, led by George Maharis, aided by Anne Francis. This was an adaptation of an Alistair MacLean novel and was filmed in the Palm Springs area amid the Joshua trees and some stunning architecture. George Maharis was a controversial Hollywood star at the time in pursuit of major success, but unfortunately this film did little to further his career. And watch out for Lee Remick in an uncredited role. Thank you. outbreak in 1995 gave us a stellar cast, headed by Dustin Hoffman, tasked with stopping a deadly virus imported via a monkey from Africa into a Californian town, whilst he tries to reconnect with his wife, played by Reni Russo. This film really works, capturing the panic of the authorities when they realise what's at stake. But it's let down by a weak ending, in which Donald Sutherland tries to cover up a cover-up. More recently, Steven Soderbergh made Contagion in 2011, starring Matt Damon, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, Lawrence Fishburne and Marion Cotillard. This was a darker version of what actually happened with COVID, in that the virus was much more dangerous. Even so, the similarities with what actually happened are plain to see, and Soderbergh was well ahead of the curve with this one.
You want diamonds and a ring of gold. You say you want your story to remain untold. from the cradle to the grave when all I want is you. You say you'll give me a house.
Daniel Defoe's Diary of a Plague Year was loosely adapted into The Year of the Plague in 1979. It's a grim journey through a doctor's suspicion that the plague has broken out in Mexico City, but no one will believe him as he's a lowly plastic surgeon. The situation deteriorates and the government continues its denial, fearing a much worse outcome if it confirms the rumours. Directed by Felipe Casals, it has some nice musical moments.
Ven, a orillas del río, paloma mía. Ven, que ya está volviendo la luz. Que por ti tan solo mi barca espera, junto a la ribera de un frondoso cañaveral. Ven, a orillas del río, paloma mía. Ven, que ya está volviendo la luz del día. Que por ti tan solo mi barca espera, junto a la ribera de un frondoso cañaveral. Ay, ven, 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 sueño mío, que por el río mis sinsabores te contaré, y al rumor hermosísima frente de campanillas coronaré. Ay, ven, ven, ven,
finally, I'd like to introduce you to The Last Man on Earth, starring Vincent Price. It was made in 1964 and was the first version of the Richard Matheson book to be made. It looks to have been shot in Rome, and the locations around Mussolini's Europa district are great. Paul Sawtell and Bert Schefter wrote a great score, and Vincent Price excels as Robert Morgan, who thinks he's immune to the bug due to being bitten by a bat years before. It's obviously a low-budget movie, but the dark mood created is engrossing. Fritz Lang was due to direct, and I wonder what he would have come up with. George Romero has admitted it was a blueprint for his Night of the Living Dead. The film didn't do well at the box office, but that's not surprising, considering the subject matter. Charlton Heston, who made The Omega Man later, based on the same book, called it incredibly botched, totally unfrightening, ill-acted, sloppily written, and photographed. Well, he would do, wouldn't he? I hope you've enjoyed this journey through some plague movies, and let's hope we don't get another pandemic happening soon.